More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You've seen them on PBS and you've heard them as they perform all over the globe. They are Celtic Woman and they're on their 20th anniversary tour. These Irish women are coming to the Morrison Center to sing and perform traditional Irish music and contemporary songs as well. Their beautiful voices, combined with a full band playing traditional Celtic instruments, have been wowing audiences for two decades.
I sent it in good company, and all the harm that e'er I did.
They have sold more than 10 million CDs and DVDs, and they're coming to Boise on May 16th. Emma Warren is the newest member of Celtic Woman, and she's joining us now. Emma, welcome to the program.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's such a pleasure. So, Emma, tell us about Celtic Woman, because it's four Irish women, but not the same four women who've been doing this for years, right? Mm-hmm. So tell us about that part.
Yeah, exactly. So it is four Irish women, but of course the group has been going for 20 years now. So the members have changed over that time. And I am the newest member to join the group. I just joined a year ago, actually, just this month. So yeah, I'm the newest member and I was very lucky. My very first introduction to the group, we shot the PBS special in Dublin and actually all of the original members came back and joined us on stage. So that was very special.
Oh my goodness.
We all got to sing together, which was very cool.
Wow. So how did you get to be a member of the group? How did that all happen?
Well, I grew up listening and watching the group. I always was a fan and I loved their music and their voices. So it was always something I would have dreamed of being a part of. But of course, I never actually thought it would happen until I got a little bit older and started auditioning. And so, yeah, it just all happened last year. I auditioned and I got into the group. So it was a dream come true, really.
So how long have you been singing? How did that part begin for you?
So I've been singing from a very young age. My dad is actually a singer. So there was always music in my house. So I grew up singing and dancing. My mom was a dancer, actually. So yeah, we were a house full of music. And so I was brought to singing lessons. I just loved it. All the after school activities, singing and dancing. And then I did a degree in music and a master's in musical theater. And so, yeah, I always just wanted this to be my career. And luckily enough, then got into Celtic Woman. So.
Okay, so is it true that you were actually the lead dancer for Riverdance for 5 years?
Yes, that is true. And actually came to Boise as well.
Really? Oh,
back
my goodness.
In about 2015, I think it was.
Okay, so you've performed in Boise, but we should say you've performed at Rockefeller Center as well. So
yeah.
just to put it in perspective for folks. So you have a new single out on the new Celtic Woman album. It's
called I Know My Love.
I want to take a quick listen, so let's listen to it for a second.
I know my love by his way of walking, and I know my love by his way of talking, and I know my love dressed in a suit of blue. And if my lover leaves me, what will I do? And still she cried, I love him.
Okay, so Emma, tell us about this song, I Know My Love.
Yeah, this song is our newest single and we absolutely love performing it each night. It's kind of different to anything else that we do. It's a little bit fun, a little bit cheeky, and we get to dance around and do choreography as well. So it's a great one that we're all involved in, and it really, you can see the audience clapping along and really enjoying it. So yeah, we love that one each night.
And your group sings all kinds of music, right? You don't stick to just traditional Irish music.
No, so of course there is traditional Irish music in there, and that's what the fans know and love. So of course for this 20th celebration, all of those original songs are in there, like Danny Boy, Amazing Grace, all the favourites. But to freshen things up as well, there are some new numbers and original pieces too. So I Know My Love, for example, and there's also another gorgeous duet that I get to sing with Muireann O'Mahony, and it's called Shannon. And that's a beautiful piece about the River Shannon in Ireland, and the harmonies and the lyrics are just gorgeous. So there's new and old. There's kind of something for everyone, which is great.
Well, what's it like to share this music with others?
Oh, it's amazing. Especially here in the US, I really feel there's a lot of Irish over here, or their family are from Ireland, might have emigrated here years ago. So they have a real connection to the music. And I think you can really see that when we're on stage and we're singing maybe the likes of Danny Boy or something like that. And you can just see that it's really touching people in different ways, which is beautiful to be a part of, and to be able to bring people on that journey and, you know, continue the story of Celtic Woman and get to bring Irish music all over the world. It's amazing for such a small country for it to have such an impact around the world.
Well, I was going to ask you that. I mean, what is it like to, as you said, you know, be touring in the United States specifically? And it seems like wherever you go, you know, someone says they're Irish or they have an Irish heritage. I mean, I've been to Ireland, and it's funny. Yeah. I'm not Irish. And I went with my sisters, and it was so funny as we were going around, you know, people kept saying, "What do you mean you're not Irish? You're coming from America and you're not Irish?" We're like, "No."
Yeah, that's unusual. Usually people do have some connection to Ireland, but that's great. I hope you've had a good time in Ireland.
Yeah, we did. So what's that like for you to just, as you said, you see that connection, you know, when you go around to other places and perform?
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It always makes us feel at home, really, you know, that kind of way. We never feel too far away from Ireland when we're over here, because there's always a connection, and fans are coming up and, you know, telling us about their ancestors or their parents or their grandparents. And it's lovely to hear where they're from in Ireland and just to have that connection with people, you know.
So I want to go back to what you mentioned in the beginning, and that was when you taped the special for PBS, and this was the 20th anniversary special for Celtic Woman. So here you had just started with the band, and as we mentioned, you know, it's four women, but it's, you know, but it's changed over the years. What was that like for you to be on stage with, you know, the original members of this group?
Oh my God, it was such a privilege. Like, it was an honor for me to join the stage with them as my first gig with Celtic Woman, and then to be joined with the original members was like incredible, you know. It was a real privilege for me. And the current members of the group, Mairead, Muireann and Tara, had welcomed me with open arms during rehearsals, and they had made me feel right at home and any questions I had, and they were so, so lovely. And then when we all came together in the rehearsal room with Mairead, Maeve, Chloe and Lisa, the original members, again, they just opened their arms and hearts to me and welcomed me in, and they were even, you know, offering me advice, and it was just a really, really lovely, lovely atmosphere in the room. And then to bring that onto the stage, I felt so much more comfortable then, because I knew they were there supporting me and vice versa. So it was really special. And of course, shooting it in Dublin meant that all of my family and friends could be in the audience. So that helped settle the nerves as well a little bit.
Do you feel kind of a responsibility to the group Celtic Woman because there's such a legacy behind it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I definitely feel that. And especially more so in the beginning. I've kind of settled into it now, and we're on the road now a couple of months. So I feel comfortable in the group and everything. But yeah, there is definitely a responsibility. And, you know, I was hoping the fans as well would welcome me in, but they have been absolutely amazing and so supportive. I think everyone wants this group to continue on for as long as it possibly can. And I personally am thrilled that it's going 20 years, which gave me the opportunity to join. So I do hope that there's another 20, if not more, in the group. You know, of course there will be, and that will give opportunity to other singers, fingers crossed, in the future.
Well, and as we said, it's the 20th anniversary and you're on tour right now. And the tour started back in February. So you've been on the road for a while. What's that been like for the group to be on the road like you have been?
Yeah, it's been amazing. We really we're kind of becoming a family at this stage. We spend so much time together. We're traveling around on our bus, our tour bus. So we sleep on the bus and then we arrive in the next city and we do the show that day and then we go to the next place. So we're spending a lot of time together, but we have so much fun, I have to say. We have a lot of crack on the road, a lot of good times, and getting to see so many different places. Like we're nearly moving around every day or every 2 days, so we're getting to see an awful lot, which is such an incredible experience. And we're hitting the really good weather now. So us Irish
Yes,
are
you are.
thrilled to be getting a bit of sun on our bones.
Yeah, you'll definitely it is set to be very sunny and beautiful in Boise. So I hope you get some time
Great.
to explore a little bit when you come here. Emma, thank you so much for taking time today. Really appreciated the conversation.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Emma Warren. She is the newest member of Celtic Woman, which is on their 20th anniversary tour. And as I mentioned, they are coming to the Morrison Center in Boise on May 16th. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.